Okay, let's continue our trek through the first parak of Maseches Brachos as we learn Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet together. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Ba'erev kol adam yatu v'yikru. At night, in the evening, when one's saying Shema, every person should lay down and read it. Uba boker, and in the morning when one's saying Shema, Yamdu, you should stand up. Shene emar, uveshachbecha, uvkumacha, as the Pasuk says, when you're lying down and when you're standing up. According to Beis Shammai, the words uveshachbecha, uvkumacha don't only teach us when to say Shema, but they teach us how to say Shema. At night when you're saying Shema, according to Beis Shammai, you must be laying down. And during the day when you're saying Kriya Shema, you should be standing up. Ubeis Hillel Omer, and Beis Hillel says, Kol Adam Kori Kedarko. No. Says Beis Hillel, you don't have to lay down at night. You don't have to stand up during the day when you're saying Shema. All you got to do is read it regularly. Sit down, do what you're regularly doing. Velechtucha b'derech, as the Pasuk tells us, when you're going along the way, you would say Kriya Shema. Just say Shema in a regular way, wherever you are and whatever you are doing. Don't lie down, don't stand up, just do whatever you are already doing. Imkain, if that is so, lama namar of v'shachbecha uvkumecha, if you can just say Shema however you want, not standing, not laying down, then what are the words uvishachbecha uvkumecha teach us? And you're laying down and you're standing up. What's the meaning of those psukim? What are those words coming to teach us? Says the Mishnah, b'sha'a shebnei adam shochvim uvishah shebnei adam omdim. It's not teaching us how to say Shema, but it's teaching us when to say Shema. At a time, shebnei adam shochvim, they should say Shema at a time when people are lying down, namely at night. Uvishah shebnei adam omdim. And you should say Shema at a time when people are standing up or getting up, namely during the day. So the first part of the Mishnah is quoting a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, not only regarding how to say Shema, but what the very words of uveshachbecha uvkumecha mean. According to Beis Shammai, beshachbecha uvkumecha means, how should you say Shema? You should be lying down at night and you should be standing up during the day. Says Beis Hillel, no. Say Shema however you would normally say Shema. Doesn't matter, don't lay down, don't stand up, just say it regularly. And the words of v'shachbecha uvkumecha are coming to teach us when to say Shema. Say it at night and say it during the day. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, Ani ha'yisi baba derech. I was once going on the road, I was traveling, v'hi tesi likros, and I decided to lay down to say the Kriya Shema. The time for Kriya Shema at night arrived, and I was getting ready to say Kriya Shema kidivrei Beis Shammai, just like Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai holds that you should lay down when you're saying Shema, says Rabbi Tarfon. That's exactly what I did. V'sikanti be'atzmi b'pnei halistim. But I endangered myself. Sikanti, sakana. I put myself in danger. I'm on the wagon, I'm on the horse and buggy, whatever I'm on. And b'pnei halistim, the robbers. I endangered myself in front of the robbers. The robbers could easily have come to steal my stuff, to hurt me in some way. I wasn't, aware of where everyone was. I wasn't exactly protecting myself. I was laying down, saying Kriya Shema. Amru lo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Tarfon, Kedai ha'yisa lachov ba'atzmecha. You deserved to get killed. You deserved to get hurt. She'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. You went against the words of Beis Hillel, right? In halacha, it's very important for us to know there are different opinions. There are machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. There are machloksim between a lot of different people and different opinions. But at the end of the day, we learn the opinions, but we only follow one of the opinions. And generally speaking, not always, there are exceptions that we'll learn about in Maseches Shabbos. But generally speaking, we follow Beis Hillel, and this is certainly one of those examples when we follow Beis Hillel. And once we have an opinion, once we follow an opinion, that's what you got to do. So you certainly shouldn't have endangered your life to follow Beis Shammai. Now, the truth is, in general, we don't endanger our lives to perform mitzvos, even when the halacha demands that we do something, unless the three exceptions that the Gemara tells us, obviously, if in case of murder, in a case of idolatry, of avodah zarah, or in a case of any sort of inappropriate relationships. In those situations, you would risk your life. But generally speaking, we shouldn't risk our life. That's a whole other discussion why Rabbi Tarfon risked his life in this situation. But regardless, he wasn't even following halacha. The halacha followed Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Tarfon clearly did the wrong thing. Okay, now we're going to continue with Mishnah Dalet. It might be helpful for Mishnah Dalet if you had a... sitter to look and to really see the brachos that we're going to be discussing. Continues Mishnah Dalet. Bashachar, in the morning, mevarich shtayim lefoneha v'achas le'achareha. You make two brachos before Kriya Shema in the morning, v'achas le'achareha, and you make one bracha after Kriya Shema in the morning. What are the two brachos that you make in the morning before Kriya Shema? So we say Yotzer Orvo Rechoshach, ending with Yotzer HaMe'oros. Again, if you're looking in a Seder, you'll see that one bracha. The whole first part of the brachos is bracha number one. And bracha number two is Ahava Rabba, of course, ending with the words HaBocher Ba'mo Yisrael Bi'ahava, and that's bracha number two. What's the bracha after Kriya Shema in the morning? The bracha of Ga'al Yisrael. Two brachos before in the morning, and two brachos after Shema in the morning. Uva Erev, but at night, when we're davening Mariv, Shtayim Lefaneh, Shtayim Liachareh, there are two brachos before Kriya Shema, and there are two brachos after Kriya Shema. What are those brachos? So we first have the bracha of Mariv Aravim, and the bracha of Avas Olam. Two brachos before Kriya Shema at night, and after Kriya Shema we have the bracha of V'yamuna Emes V'yamuna and Hashkivenu. Two brachos before and two brachos after. Achas Aruga V'achas Kitzara, and one of these brachos is long and one of these brachos is short. What does it mean if a bracha is long and if a bracha is short? So the Mefarshim explain that a long bracha refers to a bracha that begins with Baruch Atah Hashem and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, and V'achas Kitzara, a short bracha, refers to a bracha that simply ends with a Baruch Atah Hashem. So for example, if we're looking at the brachos at Shacharis before Kriya Shema, starting with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Or Revo Rechoshech, that starts with a bracha, and it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros. It starts with the bracha and ends with the bracha. That would be a bracha aruka. That would be a long bracha. But Ahava Rabba doesn't start with a bracha. It's not Ahava Rabba of Tanu Hashem Elokeinu and so on. It starts just with words, but it ends Baruch Atah Hashem HaBocher B'mo Yisrael B'Ahava. That's an example of a long bracha versus a short bracha. So they say one of the brachos is long before Kriya Shema at night, and one of the brachos is short. And it continues, the Mishnah finishes off. The Mishnah, Makom She'amru Laharech, in a situation, in a place where it tells you to have a long bracha, to start and end with a bracha, you must do so. Eino Rasha Lekatzer, you're not allowed to short. You can't take away one of the brachos at the beginning or the end. You must do the entire thing. Say the bracha at the beginning, and you must say the bracha at the end. Lekatzer, and if the Chachamim told us to say a bracha only at the end, Eino Rasha Laharech, then we don't have the ability to add a bracha in the beginning to make it longer. No, absolutely not. If the rabbis want us to have a bracha at the beginning and the end, make it a long bracha, you should do that. If the bracha was made just to have a bracha at the end, then you should do that as well. Finishes off the Mishnah, lachtom, and where the rabbis tell you to end with a bracha, Eino Rashai Shelo Lachtom. You don't have the ability not to end with a bracha. You have to, again, follow what the Rabbanim, what the Chacham told us to do and how to make various brachos. Finishing off the Mishnah, V'shelo Lachtom. And if the Chachamim told us not to finish off with a bracha, Eino Rashai Lachtom, then you don't have the right to finish off with a bracha as well. Again, we should follow the takana of the Rabbanim, follow the decrees of how the Chachamim told us to make brachos. We should follow them, say the brachos as they were established for us. Have a great day.